Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Jarvis. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that you can read, listen to, watch. New video up every week. New poll question you can take that we want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Please subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there also. Rob's got a suite there, a body of work that he's deposited with us over the last 12 years that you can go back and listen to and get smarter by hearing his words of wisdom. He's the author of a number of books, including The Way of the Road Warrior and Customer-Centered Selling, which is one of the best in the business. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jolles.com, right? J-O-L-L-E-S.
That's how you find me.
All right, so check all that out. And his Blarticle, they can subscribe to your Blarticle, his trademarked Blarticle, right there on Jolles.com, right?
That's right. You know, Jim, it's not a blog and it's not an article. It's a Blarticle.
I thought maybe if I said it, we wouldn't have to hear that, folks. But as it turns out, I was wrong.
I'm like Pavlov's dog. Now you flip me a cookie and we keep going.
Okay. Hey, we're talking about recognition, folks. We've been talking about how to recognize your folks, how inexpensive it is, how many missed opportunities there are, how many times people leave only for that reason, the fact that they didn't feel recognized, not because you didn't pay them enough or for any other reason. This is one of the great missed opportunities in the marketplace, in the field of management, Rob. And now you're going to tell us how to recognize people successfully.
Yeah, there's only three things we need to do. And you know, this is the zeroed in me and you, which is it's okay to identify a problem, but we can't stop there. Let's find something repeatable and predictable to do about it. So we understand the concerns of management. I get it. So how about we do three things? Let's go one at a time. First of all, step one would just simply be describe in detail the performance you're recognizing and why it deserves recognition. That's going to keep us out of the that manager, out of that concern of, gee, if I recognize them, that means I have to give them a five-star review.
Right.
It also keeps the employee from thinking that you're over-praising or you're flattering them, but it's not real to them if you just say, brought you in to tell you what a great guy you are.
What about not even bringing them in? Just catch them out in the workplace and just say, hey, good job today, by the way.
Well, you bring up a very good point.
I mean, why not? I mean, if it's like, to me, the best way to be a better decision maker is to make lots of decisions. And so instead of waiting until it's momentous, just throw it out there and let it land.
Well, I hear you, but how about we look at it this way? You know, I've taught sales forever, and then, you know, 6-7 years ago, I finally got it through my head that I can't teach somebody how to sell without at least attaching some personality to it, a personality read that allows us to kind of direct the sales process we're using. It is the same with recognition. I agree with you, but there are some factors there. For instance, what's the condition of the team that I'm working with? Are they mm-hmm. tight? Are they close? Or are they at each other's heels a little bit? And in that case, I like to do it in private because I can embarrass somebody in front of a dysfunctional team by saying, I want everybody to gather around. Now, that's not what you're saying to me, Jim, but what I am saying to you is I got to look at the health of the team, and I got to look at the personality of the individual.
Well, and the other thing is, from the teamwork standpoint, if the other people didn't do anything wrong, they just didn't do something that this was notable, it might make them feel diminished. So that would be a reason to do it in private.
Right, and you know, dysfunctional is the wrong word. When I was at Xerox, I was with 24 sales trainers, 24.
Yep.
And you don't get into that training center unless you were a top performer.
Right.
Well, 24 very competitive people. On the outside, they're thrilled that you got yourself some recognition. On the inside, they're making a fist. And you know what? I don't fault them for that. I'm a competitor too.
Right.
So I guess what I'm telling you is, for me, I always preferred it it can be out. You can walk by me and throw me some recognition, but I prefer it kind of private, and I don't necessarily want everybody around me in that environment.
But now here's another. I'm going to push back one more time on this private thing, though. Sometimes the opportunity to congratulate somebody, to recognize them with a little well done or a good job or whatever, a little hand on the shoulder, whatever. Sometimes if you have to wait until you've got time or the ability to bring them in, the moment is gone, or you forget about it or whatever. Sometimes if the moment happens, you should take it.
I'm with you. But you know what I love about being on your show? I love this. You and I don't always agree 100%. I actually think that's really good, Jim. Let's put that in the bank. There are no ifs, ands, or buts.
We're pushing back and forth because neither one of us are wrong and neither one of us are always right in this case.
It's going to depend on just the personality.
That's exactly right. That's the thing.
If you're hearing, for people who are listening to this show, you're hearing two different personalities.
Yeah.
It's going to always depend on the person you're recognizing and not necessarily our personality, the manager's personality. You know what, Jim? I like it this way, so I'm going to recognize all my people that way.
But can we agree on this before we wrap up? When in doubt, if you see something good happen, when in doubt, seize the moment. Make sure the recognition happens, whatever it takes.
All right. Well, your music's coming up, so in the third session, I'll be back on that.
we'll do that another time. Thanks for being here. Rob Jolas, jolas.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.